This is Cliff Cheney, Technical Architect with Accord, and this is part one in a training series on the life and annuity standard. Though these sessions are intended to be viewed in order, if there's a session that you feel does not apply to you or that you already understand that particular section, please feel free to go ahead and jump around. Today, we're going to talk about the objectives of the training session in general and talk about some additional resources that you could use that would help you understand the model or get some assistance in implementing it. On slide one, we're talking about the objectives for the training session. Basically, we're trying to help you understand XML. This isn't intended to be a training section on XML in general. It's not Accord's XML for Dummies or XML 101, but by the end of this initial session, you'll have enough of an understanding of XML that you'll need everything you need to be able to actually implement the Accord standards, believe it or not. We're going to give you a grasp of the life standards. Unfortunately, it's just a grasp. There's enough information here that any topic could probably go on to a day-long session itself. But we're going to give you enough information to be able to familiarize you with the principles and patterns of the standard so that you know where to begin and to really help you with the initial learning curve. The problem, if you're trying to learn this, is that the standard includes over 1,700 data elements. Dictionary entries. These are definitions of individual elements and properties and that sort of thing. There are over 370 objects or major aggregates, major components in the model itself, and over 200 unique messages. So it can seem rather daunting at first, and that's what the session's intended to help. If you look at this, my next slide on this, it's understanding and implementing this. You get a sense of what we're talking about when we say that there's 200 elements or that sort of thing. On this slide, you'll see various shapes, circles, squares, things that look like flags. At this point, it's not important to understand exactly what you're looking at here. I'm just trying to give you a sense of just how daunting this can appear. I can tell you, for example, that a few years back, I actually worked at a software vendor, and I was an Accord supporter even then, and I went to the vice president of technology there and brought to him the Accord standard and said, we need to be able to do a particular message in the Accord standard. I directed him to the standard, gave him a CD, had the help file, had all of the deliverables on it, and he told me it was going to be 2 weeks. I waited 2 weeks. 2 weeks later, we got together in a sit down, and he came back to me and said, Cliff, it'll be 9 months. I thought that was a little bit long, but I said, okay, I guess this is a commitment. Let's go ahead and let's move forward and let's go ahead and take the 9 months and get that development done. And he said, no, Cliff, you don't understand. In 9 months, I'll have an estimate for you. The perception is that the standard, as huge as it is, that we need to consume and understand the entire thing before we can actually start implementing it. And that's a very standard approach. Unfortunately, as daunting and as large as it is, it's not going to be very effective. So the objectives of this entire training session is to get you to the point where you can navigate the standard, you know where to start, what areas to begin on, where to focus your attention so that you don't have to feel like you have to eat the entire apple in one bite. Today we also want to talk about some additional resources that can help you in the standard. Probably the biggest one is our website. It's teams@accord.org, or actually teams.accord.org if you're going to the website. This is a member support and collaboration site. It's where really you need to be if you're a member and you want to try to work with the Accord standard. All of the current working groups are there, all of the projects that the working groups are working on, everything from member collaboration to the deliverables themselves, the standards themselves, to historical archives, it's all there. Also, unlike many companies, Accord doesn't require you to identify one person who is the contact or one person who has access to the standard. Fortunately for you, we actually encourage individuals of a company, as long as they're a member, of course, to be able to come to the site and be able to get at this information directly. And that's a real advantage. There's a lot of information out there. And the point really being, if you're not a member there today, go to www.teams.accord.org, check out the site, request a membership, register, and begin using it today. Additionally, throughout this presentation, I'll be referring to sections of the help help guide, which is actually a downloadable file. We'll talk about that in a bit. But I would really encourage you to download that now and be prepared to be able to refer to it while I'm speaking on it on additional topics. Finally, one of the biggest additional resources, believe it or not, is for you to participate. We have working groups that you can join. These are teams that get together and define new areas of the standard. We have discussion groups on the team site that I've previously mentioned. And though we are a member-oriented organization, we do depend on essentially time donations from our members for the standard to be able to grow and evolve. It's really not as much for my benefit or Accord's benefit as I'm making this recommendation for you. If you want to become an absolute guru in any one particular area in the model as quickly as possible, there's going to be no way faster than for you to join a working group. Participate. You'll find that the other members are very accepting of newbies, newcomers to the standard. And in fact, in my experience, you'll find that most of them will value a fresh perspective, so don't feel like you need to understand a great deal before you can ask a question, that sort of thing. I think that you'll find, in fact, I can guarantee that you'll find there's no faster way to learn the standard and become an expert. This concludes part one of our training series. For today, we talked about objectives for the training series in general and additional resources of how you can get started on the standard quickly.